From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence is in Munich for a security conference as the Trump administration and congressional leaders seek to reassure world leaders in a time of uncertainty. It is Pence's first trip overseas since taking office. He is scheduled to speak to the gathering on Saturday. On Friday, U.S. Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis told European allies that American security is tied to that of Europe. He described NATO's principle of collective defense as a bedrock commitment.
President Trump came into office and has thrown now his full support to NATO. He, too, espouses NATO's need to adapt to today's strategic situation for it to remain credible, capable, and relevant.
European leaders have been concerned about the Trump presidency since the U.S. president's repeated expressions of admiration for Russian President Vladimir Putin, as well as Trump's description of NATO as obsolete. The president toured a Boeing aircraft production facility in South Carolina before speaking to workers and others about the plant and jobs. Trump visited the plant for the rollout of the first 787-10 Dreamliner aircraft. In his speech to the workers, the president repeated his campaign theme of America First.
The name says it all. Dreamliner. Great name. Our country is all about making dreams come true. Over the last number of years, that hasn't been necessarily the case, but we're going to make it the case again.
Meanwhile, the Secret Service is investigating an incident in which someone threw an object at the president's motorcade as it traveled from Palm Beach Airport to his Mar-a-Lago estate, where he is spending the weekend. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump ramped up his criticism of the news coverage of his administration Friday, calling several U.S. media outlets the enemy of the American people. On Twitter, Trump put the New York Times, CNN, and NBC News on his enemies list. That message was quickly deleted and replaced by an almost identical one that added two more domestic television networks, ABC and CBS. The phrase enemy of the people has been used before by authoritarian regimes, including the former Soviet Union, Maoist China, and the Khmer Rouge, to describe political opponents. It was often the equivalent of a death sentence. VOA asked the White House for comment about the president's tweet, but there was no immediate response. UN aid agencies warn that they have a two-month window of opportunity in drought-stricken Somalia in which to increase emergency assistance for millions of people to avert a catastrophe. As Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva, children are among the worst affected by the current drought, and many are at a great risk of dying.
The United Nations estimates half of Somalia's population, or 6.2 million people, are threatened by the drought, which is spreading from the hard-hit northern regions. Over the past week, representatives of the World Food Program and the UN Children's Fund visited some of the worst affected areas in the northern Puntland region. They describe scenes of utter devastation where people have reached the limit of their abilities to cope. Nearly 260,000 people, half of them children under five, died during the famine in Somalia between 2010 and 2012. UNICEF projects the number of severely malnourished children in Somalia could reach 270,000 over the coming months. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Pakistan's security forces say they killed more than 100 suspected militants in a massive nationwide security operation Friday. The move came in the wake of a deadly suicide bombing against a Sufi shrine that left more than 80 people dead. A powerful storm blew into California, bringing heavy rains and strong winds, and prompted the evacuation of nearly 200 homes east of Los Angeles. The storm is the latest in months of rainy weather that has dramatically eased California's drought. It is not expected to bring significant rain to the northern part of the state, where damage to a spillway on one of the country's largest dams prompted more than 180,000 people to be evacuated. For more on these stories, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.